It's been a week of comings and goings in Pakistan. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif arrived last Monday after 7 years in exile, only to be deported to Saudi Arabia the same day. Another former Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, has given notice that she'll return to Pakistan on the 18th of October. General elections are due later in the year, and President Musharraf is hoping to win re-election. But, as Bill Law has been discovering, recent events have made him increasingly unpopular with parts of the electorate.
I meet Habiba in the home of her cousin. It's in a poor district of Islamabad. The house is a couple of rooms, very simply furnished. While she talks, her little sister, eyes sparkling mischievously, plays around us. Habiba was a student of Jamia Hafsa, the madrasa attached to the infamous Lal Masjid, the Red Mosque. She got out just hours ahead of the final assault on July 10th. She calls the soldiers who attacked her and her fellow students barbarians. She says hundreds of female students were killed, a charge the government vehemently denies. Her claims are no doubt exaggerated, but government figures can't be trusted either. It is the case that orphan girls from the 2005 earthquake in Kashmir, taken in by the madrasa, have gone missing. Somebody else who's gone missing is Habiba's father. He went to the mosque to try to convince her to leave. The family believes he's been held by the ISI, Pakistan's secret service. Habiba is angry. Angry at the soldiers who stormed Lal Masjid. Angry with the ISI. But most of all, she's angry with President Musharraf. I say it was all done at the behest of America. He is a stooge of the United States, she tells me. And he did it for them. This was against Islam. This was an attempt to finish Islam. In another turbulent week that has seen the arrival and abrupt departure of Nawaz Sharif and an announcement about the return of Benazir Bhutto, the religious right in Pakistan is flexing its muscles and challenging the authority of President Musharraf in an unprecedented way. The shock troops are students like Habiba and Osama. He looked to be about 17, with a beginner's beard and a lovely smile. He told me he attended a seminary in the northwest frontier province town of Mardan. He'd come to an anti-government meeting at a madrasa in Islamabad, which is where I met him. He told me, I've come here today to show President Musharraf and his teacher Bush that Muslims have power. They just want to use Islam as a joke. As Osama warmed to his subject, other students gathered to listen in nod agreement. Musharraf doesn't know what Islam is. He says Islam should be modernized, but we say it is 1,400 years old, and it was given to us by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I ask Osama about the numerous assassination attempts on President Musharraf. Are such actions wrong according to the Quran? He tells me, Sir, they are good. What is a worrying new development is that the students are being backed by more moderate Pakistanis. The feeling on the streets is that a line was crossed when armed soldiers stormed Lal Masjid, the second most important mosque in Islamabad. Support for the students and the imprisoned imam is growing. The charge that the president is un-Islamic is beginning to stick. And in the tribal regions to the north and west of the capital, the Pakistani army is losing its tenuous grip. Soldiers have been kidnapped, and there are even reports of troops going over to the Taliban. All of this is not just President Musharraf's worst nightmare. It's America's, too. Washington's efforts to promote a crude political marriage between Benazir Bhutto and Musharraf have backfired almost as spectacularly as the Red Mosque siege. In the streets, she too is seen as Washington's stooge. Meanwhile, the madrasa federations are uniting in the demands. They want the Red Mosque reopened and the imprisoned imam Abdulaziz restored. They want the madrasa rebuilt. But they have bigger demands too. They want Pakistan reshaped according to their strict interpretation of the Quran. They want to see a Pakistan that turns its back on Western institutions and values. And young students, fired with religious fervor and revolutionary zeal, are a powerful weapon to help them achieve those aims. I wonder, asks Habiba, did Musharraf not think of the Day of Judgment when he ordered the raid? We will never forgive him and his forces. On the Day of Judgment, we will have their collars in our hand, and we will say to them, tell us now that you are in the grip of Allah, why you unleashed barbarism against us who demanded the establishment of Allah's writ. Habiba is tough, intelligent, determined, everything you want a 20-year-old with a life ahead of her to be. And she frightens me. She tells me that if the religious scholars give the say-so, she will engage in martyrdom operations, suicide attacks. As she says this, I glance at the eyes above her veil. They're hard and cold. And then I catch a glimpse of her little sister sitting beside her. She smiles shyly at me, and her eyes twinkle with delight. So different from the eyes of her sister. But for how much longer?
Bill Law.